Michael Moore.
Yes, Macklemore! Camila Cabello and now Macklemore. This is
good.
This is going to be my favorite, I think. My favorite Redfest DXB. Tickets on sale 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. We've got him on the phone right now. I don't know where he is. We'll find out. Good morning, Macklemore.
Good morning.
Man, where are you? Where are you right now?
I am in Seattle, Washington, at my home, and I'm drinking coffee like it is 5:30 in the morning. So, you know, we're on the same page.
Love it. You know what? Actually, you and I was doing some stalking. We did the exact same thing last night. I got two daughters, but I put up my Christmas tree. You did the same.
Man, what a journey this tree life is.
It is. What foot did you go? I went for a 9-foot tree, but I nearly opted out for the 7-foot because it was about, you know, a couple of $100 cheaper. What do you know what the footage is that you've got?
Well, the tree initially was 14 feet, which is, you know, turns out is about 4 feet too tall for my ceiling.
Yes.
So
right.
We had to do some snipping.
Did you decorate it yet? Because it was bare the last story. Is it decorated now?
Definitely not. No, it's one of those. This is gonna be like, you know, we did the hard work. Now we gotta kind of, if we have energy, my wife and I will start the night. We'll see how it goes.
Oh,
it might
gosh.
Be another week before we get around to it.
Honestly, same life. Mine is bare as well. I'm planning on doing it this week. We'll get up there before the Christmas Day. Listen, man, we've just announced it. You're coming here to Virgin Radio's Redfest DXB. We are super pumped. We are super excited, man. You ready to come back to the UAE? You ready to perform in Dubai?
Yes, I'm so excited. It's been a couple years since I've been there. I love Dubai. I plan on buying some gold. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy something extravagant, and I can't wait to get on stage. It's going to be awesome.
Talking about extravagant, I feel like that's a word that we can definitely use to describe Macklemore, because your shows are amazing, but the one thing I do love is your extravagant style, and I feel like you can definitely shop while you're here in Dubai as well.
Yes, shopping is on my list. The thing is, like, I've been with my family now. I got to talk quiet. I've been with my family now for like 3 months straight, coming off a tour. And I am so ready for a break. I need a dad break.
Yeah.
And I would like to take that break in Dubai. I want to extend my trip. I don't know how we're going to do it. So if you guys could book, like, you know, a couple days of something for me to do that I have to do for my career. It can be a lie. That would be awesome. Me out there.
I get you. All right, there's a lot. Okay, so after the show, we've got a couple of days that you must stay here, Macklemore, right? There's a lot going on, and we need you to do it. Have you jumped out of a plane yet? Has that happened?
No, I have not. I would do it, and that's a good start.
Okay, we're gonna lock that.
We got that.
Yeah. Will Smith jumped out of a plane here in Dubai a couple of weeks ago as well, and I think Macklemore, it's time for you to get out here and do the same. Okay, they say it's the best place to do it in the world if you're gonna do it.
Okay, I love this. And then maybe like there's like a passport fiasco, like they won't let me like leave the country. We gotta figure that out.
Yeah. You talk about being a father, man. I mean, managing it all, obviously. Just looking at your life from the outside, it's just the wholesome family. It's fantastic. But then, then you've got the other life. Does your daughter know, like, that daddy gets on stage and he's a rock star? He's jumping around, like, 20 feet in the air performing, and then he comes home and it's sort of like, all right, well, let's put the tree up. We got a target. Let's go. Like, there's this thing. There's really just two lives, right?
It is two lives. I mean, she definitely knows what I do, of course. I brought her on stage a couple times. She was actually just about an hour ago. She was in the studio with me. I'm going to post it on my story in a little bit, but it's pretty cute. She tried singing for the first time, and we used some heavy auto-tune to get it where it needed to get. But it sounds pretty good now. But it is a weird reality, and you know, it's the best reality. I love being a dad. I love being a performer, and you just try to make, you know, the two worlds mesh as much as you can.
All right, we're going to get in some music right now. Part one with Macklemore. We've just announced him, Redfest DXB, Friday the 15th of February. If you were thinking about coming, I know now you're coming.
Yeah.
We're going to get into the original right now, Thrift Shop. This song, when you hear it still, it gets played everywhere. What sort of feeling do you get from this? Is it like, oh, this is my classic, or oh, I don't want to hear it again?
You know, it depends on the day. But if I'm being honest, I am used, you know, I like to perform it, but if someone plays Surf Shop, I'm like, oh my God, please, I'm going to the bathroom.
Okay, well, Macklemore's going to go to the bathroom right now because we are playing Macklemore. This is Virgin Radio. He's coming from Redfish DXB.